United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all the parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Enlightenment is the Tool for Everything, given on April 14, 1993, in Washington, D.C., USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Could you please explain to me what the mind is?
The mind is nothing but a bundle of attached thinking and ideas and informations that we gather in our daily relationship with other beings, and that we call me, or the mind. And then we cling to all that. I say, oh, I'm like that. I brush my teeth 3 times a day. That's me. Yeah. I never apologize, even when I'm wrong. It's me. I don't fear anything. It's me. Yeah, etc., etc. But all these are what? Are just a collected information. Before you were born, you didn't brush your teeth. You have no teeth. For example, you understand? Therefore, mind is nothing, and we would be very unwise to listen to this kind of so-called mind. It's just a collective habit, information from others, from societies, and from our own interrelationship. And then we think we are like that. Oh, I have to eat this, I have to drink coffee, because it's me, it's my way of life, it's me. But who is that me? Who drinks the coffee before you were born? Coffee wasn't even there hundreds of years ago, for example. Huh? Therefore, these things are very unreliable and very nonsensical. they are not you. And that is what most of us call me. Yeah, that is the mind.
Once one becomes enlightened, is it possible to lose contact on the conscious level with the enlightenment?
Oh, yes, 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 possible. Yes, when you sleep. Yes, sometime when you meditate, yeah, and then you sleep, yeah? And the light comes, the enlightenment comes, but you're not aware of it. Yeah. And when you're not asleep, you're aware of it, okay?
How do we quickly give peace to our previously made enemies?
Hug him and kiss him. Give him a candy. That's what I did this morning. Because some people cannot be enlightened by words. Yeah? Or by explanation. Or by initiation even. Some people need that. Yeah? Just direct love. Physical as well as mental, as well as emotional. Hmm?
How do I escape away from my flesh and love desire toward the opposite sex?
Oh, don't get away from it. Otherwise we have no more children. Just stay cool. Have one at a time. Have one partner only, okay? If you have a soulmate that you found is good for you, and a three-dimensional love, physical, emotional, and mental, it's fine, yeah? And then the so-called fleshly desire will lose some of its stronghold on you after we regulate it with a stable relationship or within marriage. You understand? So don't worry. It's just a beginning. Just a beginning, yeah? And afterward, it will die down. It will lose its attraction. So just stay cool. Yeah? Therefore, have one partner. It would be enough.
How can we best help someone who is experiencing serious illness?
Well, the car has trouble sometimes. Yeah, the car sometimes burn out. Sometimes the tire blow out. Sometimes the skirt is scratched or something. Well, what do you do with a car? Try to repair it. Yeah. So the same with the body. And if sometimes the car is irreparable, it costs more to repair than to buy a new one, then buy a new one. Is that not so? Same with the body. Yeah. Whatever you can do with the car, this car, the body, do it. If you cannot, I just leave it. And God will give you a new car. Huh? New body. That's why most people pay so much attention to this car. Hmm? And they have all kind of fear and trouble because of this car. Kill each other for survival just also because of this car. Hate each other just because of this car. Do many things that against our own conscience just because of this car. Therefore we have to realize it is only an instrument, just like a car that you buy, yeah?
If a person has a desire to get liberation or go beyond the three worlds, is this desire different than ordinary desire?
Yes, it is different. Because by having that desire alone, all other desires die down. Otherwise we have too many desires, you see? And then we have trouble because we are pulled from different directions. Whereas if we have only one upward desire, we pull up and then we'll be happy. Yeah? We reach our high nature.
Is love intoxicating? And if so, must we refrain from it according to precept number 5?
Oh, no, 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 no. Intoxication means drugs, alcohol, and all the things that make you become addict, make a slave out of you, also blur your visions, yeah, and damage your brain cells, impair your ability to think, to see, and to do things clearly. These are drugs, yeah? These are intoxicants.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
In what way can we get energy from meditation?
The effortless way. The energy from meditations is already within ourselves by the power at the time of initiation through a master, it is awakened. Therefore, when we do the meditation in our so-called method, which has no method at all, we get the direct energy without doing anything. It is a very effortless effort. That is the best way, the natural way, because we get what we have. We don't borrow, we don't try, we don't steal. We don't force things to happen, but things coming and happening because it's already there.
Is enlightenment another term for Zen Buddhism?
Yes, if you need that title so much.
How likely is it that the few enlightened humans on this earth now can affect the awakening of the sleeping or distracted masses?
They will have some impact, yes. But of course it's best when the majority of the people are all awakened.
Would you please address the issue of karma and how we dissolve our previous karmic debts and how that relates to enlightenment?
Karma is a Sanskrit term for the law of as you sow, so shall you reap, which is the law of the lower universe, yeah? And when the master gives you initiation, he pulls you up further. Therefore, the bad karma downstairs can be burned and doesn't affect you. Just live a little bit for you to carry on this life, which is already smoothed out and lubricated by the master power. Therefore, after initiation, you have no more stored karma. So you don't have to be reborn again if you don't want to. If you want to be reborn again, it's very easy. We can create karma. Or we can borrow it for many of other sentient beings to come down. Yeah? So initiation is the destroying of all karmas in the past. So leave no more opportunity for the beings to come back in the future.
What do you mean by immediate enlightenment after initiation?
I mean immediate enlightenment. Instant. Yeah? Like that. Okay? If I show you something which is in your pocket, can you immediately take it out or not? Yes, that is what it is. Because you have it within you. I just point to you where it is so you get it.
Master, there are billions of people alive today who will pass from this life without being initiated into your program. Does this mean they cannot reach enlightenment in this lifetime by any other means?
Yes, they can. They can. But the degree is different. You see? And sometimes in deep prayer they have glimpses of enlightenment, but that is flickering and sometimes it's gone again and they don't know again. They're back into ignorance. But initiation means permanent. You know definitely where the switch is and you switch on anytime you want. And you're inside the circle of light. Yeah? But enlightenment from other ways, it's not always permanent. And sometimes it's dangerous because people do not know how to handle the new discovered energy. Therefore, some people become mentally disturbed and all kind of queer things, or abusing of the magical power which is from a lower level and become anything, you know, magicians, healers, any kind, without reach the highest level of consciousness. Because without the guidance of the master, we do not know where we are heading to. And then we stumble around and we play around with all kinds of things. And sometimes it's dangerous. Because the path of enlightenment is also full of tricks and pitfalls which we should avoid. Yeah? And with the experienced guide, it's easier, faster, safer. But what can we do? What can we do? The world is like that. That's why it is the world. If the worldly people are all enlightened, we don't call this earth world, we call it heaven. Understand? And the atmosphere around us will be different. Everything will be different. And then we don't even need to work for food. We don't even need to want anything. All things will be there, just like in heaven. Because our merit will be different. Will be manifold, thousandfold. Up to now, just a few millions of people enlightened, the merit is not enough to cover the whole earth population. Therefore, we still have disaster, we still have war, even though it's less than before. And all the political ism already lessened in its intensity, and the threat of a fourth world war or fifth world war is far away now. Understand? Because of the majority of the people have a higher awareness at the present century due to the mass media, the broadcasting system of enlightening masters' message around the world, and due to the large numbers of people who join into the enlightened circle of the sage. Therefore, our world is better.
Jesus spoke not just of such wonderful ideas as peace, love, and eternal life, but also about the scary idea of eternal punishment. Do you believe that God would ever condemn someone to eternal punishment?
No. He condemns himself. If he refused light, then he stay in darkness. And as long as he refuses it, as long he will stay in darkness. Yeah? He can stay eternally if he refuses the light eternally. So it's up to the individual.
Someone by the name of Princess would like to thank you for a very uplifting birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
As human beings on Earth, we have to fulfill earthly obligations such as food, clothing, a roof over our heads, make enough to pay the Internal Revenue Service. How could we break away from these and start nurturing your spiritual needs?
You still keep the roof above your head. Don't take the roof away. Just get enlightenment. Don't worry, yeah? I stay in a tent and I'm still all right. Sometimes the tent blow away and no roof is there, but I'm still okay. When we are enlightened, other things will be okay also. Jesus has promised, seek you first the kingdom of God and other things shall be added unto you. I promise you the same. Yeah?
My mind is hard to quiet for meditation. It is like a monkey who wants to run and play but not sit quietly. How does your meditation help quiet the mind to realize the true self?
I just put the mind to sleep by the light and the sound. The music will nurse him to sleep. The light will comfort him, and then he's fast asleep. Only the soul will be awakened. But nevertheless, continue with your meditation if you do not want to join us, and you will get used to it a little bit more. Yeah? But the thing is, if you sit in meditation, you use all your effort, concentrate on the breath, or on the heart chakra, or whatever chakra, all over chakra, and you get nothing in return, then of course the mind will get bored. Say, hey, well, what are you doing? You make me sit here for what? I want to see cinema. Is even better than this. I want to go and drink coffee and talk with friends. It's better. You see what I mean? I had a fellow practitioner. She's about 50-something, yeah? And before she met me, she had many other masters. And they taught her many methods, yeah? Continue with the breath, sit in Zen for 15 hours a day, and all that. Eat one meal. And she says she sat and sat until she can't sit no more, and she can't get nothing. Therefore, she can't bear it. And after she get enlightenment, she say, oh, sometimes she sits for 4 hours. And she was so happy, tremendously happy, because of her happiness. Her whole family of 8 members are all happy, and they told me this, even though they were not initiated. And they tell me how beneficial it is, my work. So they encourage me to continue. The non-initiates, yeah.
Why is being a vegetarian so important to enlightenment?
It is important to you. You can get enlightenment also without being vegetarian. Therefore, you get enlightenment all the same through the grace of the Master. But we have to keep a loving attitude, yeah, towards all beings, because they are ourselves. If you eat all of your body's members, afterward you realize you have nothing left. Understand? Yeah? And also we should not be so sinking into the material taste, but to be immersed in the bliss of heaven. Every being deserves life. Therefore, we grant them the happiness of survival.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
I believe I could achieve closer relationship to God if I could erase the idea of God in the sense of being a person. Will Kuan Yin help me in this regard?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's what it is for. Yes. We erase completely the separation, the individual self. And then we don't do what God does through us.
I cannot believe that intelligence exists on this planet alone. Do you?
Yes, true. It doesn't. It exists in all planets. Yeah? More or less different degree according to the location. It depends on the location. There are some other planets more intelligent than us. There are some other planets who are less intelligent than us.
How am I to know my mission in life?
Oh, I suggest you get enlightened first, huh? And then you can see better.
Do you work with the White Brotherhood or the Universal Brotherhood?
Yes, I also work with the Black Brotherhood. We don't discriminate. Yeah, of course, he meant the White Brotherhood. It is the title for those enlightened beings who help the whole universe, yeah? It was just a joke only. There's no black, no white over there.
When one becomes a master, will he or she ever have fear, doubt, or anger? We call Jesus a master. However, according to the Bible, Jesus was frightened the night before he was crucified and before his death. Jesus cried, "Why, God, deserted me? Please explain. If Jesus had fear and doubt, how can we have no fear and doubt?"
Yeah. They probably will have fear and doubt. But that fear and doubt is not deep-rooted like us. You understand? If Jesus had no fear of the crucifixion, then his sacrifice was not so great. He has fear, but he accepts. Whereby we have fear and we run away. And we try to blame it on others, or we try to escape, we try to put that cross on someone else. That is the difference. We might have fear, we might have emotion, but we can withdraw it any time, or we can make use of the fear or emotion to the benefit of other beings. After enlightenment, all the feelings or the emotion are still there, because we are made to have these in order to use them to understand other brothers and sisters. If you have no feeling, no emotion, how can you understand human beings? How can you help them? Understand? But the fear of the masters are different. The fear of the master sometimes are also affected by the fear of the disciples. He takes the fear from the disciples. So the disciples are fearless, but the master will take some degree of that fear. But that is only very shallow and not deep-rooted. It's only illusionary. And the master, on one hand, has fear, but on the other hand, definitely has no fear. You understand what I mean? Yeah, he knows. He has to have fear, but he doesn't fear the fear.
What does Kuan Yin really mean? Please explain.
Kuan Yin in our group means the observation of the inner word, inner teaching, yeah? Inner music, heavenly music.
Can love be truly unconditional? If God loves those who don't sin and loves and forgives those who do, why are we spending our life trying to avoid sin?
Because it hurts us, not because it hurts God. Yeah? Whenever we do something that we know it is sinful or not correct, we hurt ourselves. Our conscience, which scolds us, yeah? Make us trouble. Therefore, we try to avoid it. God loves all alike. Therefore, the sun shines on all. The rain doesn't detest those poor or sick or sinful. Yeah? It's just we ourselves are responsible for the feeling of separation between us and God if we do something unrighteous. Therefore, we should avoid it. Also, it is a duty of ourselves when we live within this world and we have interrelationship between each other, well, we have to keep an orderly society, okay?
The beings that live on other planets or those that come in UFOs, do they share the same fate as human beings, the same vulnerability to suffering, the same need to reach enlightenment?
Yes, to some degree. But less than our earthian, because they are more advanced. They are more close to the Father. They have more light, more wisdom.
Once one becomes initiated, does one need to denounce one's religion?
No. Please not. We say that With the initiation, you don't need to change your profession, you don't need to change your way of life, you don't need to change your religion. Yeah? No problem. Don't change anything. Just eat vegetarian, that's all.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Will we meet our beloved pets and animal friends in heaven after our life's journey is over?
Yes, if you want them. If you want them and if you are enlightened, you can take them along. If you are not, you have no force to bring them. You have no power. Yeah? You couldn't even bring you yourself to where you want, let alone your pets. Yeah?
What is the purpose of epidemic diseases such as malaria, AIDS, etc.? Are humans interfering with the natural process by trying to find cures for these diseases?
Yes, you find some for these, and other disease will breed itself out. Only when men realize that he should surrender to God, to the almighty power which is within ourselves. Only when men realize that in him there's a great healing power of all diseases, and he should rely on that power alone, then all the disease will cease. All these are warning, to tell that we should return to God.
How long does it take to become enlightened to reach the highest level or God realization?
It depends on you. How diligent you are, how much you want it. Yeah, and also it depends on the master. Is the master powerful enough to take you through this level of consciousness and lead you to where you want to be? Yeah?
How many kinds of samadhi level are there?
Oh, many, many. Many level of consciousness. There are for also many level of samadhi. But the last one is a non-samadhic samadhi. Means you carry on working in the world just like an ordinary person, but at the same time you are always in samadhi. And doesn't smell, that doesn't smell. Doesn't give out any odor that you can smell. That person is in samadhi. That is the highest samadhi.
Can one separate religion and science successfully and believe in both? I mean by this, can I believe in God and evolution at the same time?
Sure. The evolutionary theory support the spiritual progress, yeah, of mankind. It's the same. Very similar in science and religious theory. The only difference is that sometimes science reach only a certain height and stop there, and religious is further and broader. Thank you for your love.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.